I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, covering Chicago sports from a sports betting angle. Saturday mornings on 670 The Score. Bad beats, against the spread, moneyline, sharp bets. Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We made it to a second week, your brand new Saturday mornings here on 670 The Score. I'm Joe Ostrowski, Zach Withers producing on the other side of the glass. As you guys know, it's a clear the deck kind of weekend. But first, here's your score Saturday. I'll be in here talking sports betting for the next half hour until 9 o'clock. Remember, every Saturday, 8:30 to 9, tell a friend about Early Odds. Then Inside the Clubhouse starts at 9. Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel, as always, joining the fellas today. Kyle Hendricks, Tyler Kepner of the New York Times, Jeff Idelson, the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And we're going to air all four divisional playoff games this weekend right here on 670 The Score. Our coverage today starts at 3 o'clock with the Colts and the Chiefs. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Jeff Davis out in Vegas of Caesars Entertainment. Try to get an odds maker here on Early Odds every single week. We'll find out where the sharp money is going on the games today and tomorrow. And maybe you saw earlier in the week the 2019 baseball win totals were released at one shop. It was Caesars. Jeff Davis is the guy that came up with those numbers. We'll talk to Jeff about the Cubs and White Sox numbers, and there's a team in the NL Central. The number is just skyrocketing. So much money pouring in. We'll talk to Jeff Davis about that. Then just after 8:45, there's been this trend that I just found out about, and it involves a team in our own backyard. It's one of the hottest trends that I've ever seen. People are just blindly betting it right now. We'll let you know exactly what it is. First big picture. Underdogs, they won't stop covering. And this is concerning for someone that is usually finding value on dogs, and that's where I usually bet. Like if I'm picking five games, there's a good chance three or four of them are going to end up being underdogs. 14-1 over the last 15 playoff games. That covers this season. Last week, they go 4-0. And going back to last year, they had a great run as well. And a rate of 93%, that's just, you don't see that. And this is a decent sample size of 15 games. So it's going to turn. It's just a matter of when. One of my rules in the NFL, public dogs stay far away, especially in the regular season. If I see a public dog out there, I'm probably going to bet the other side. When I say public dog, what I mean is the majority of the bets coming in on an underdog. That rarely happens. But now with dogs looking so good, they're so enticing to your average Joe bettors that they're getting the majority of the money. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. But I think it's more than just a random trend that we happen to be seeing in the NFL right now. Because the Colts, Cowboys, Chargers, Eagles, those are your underdogs. You know what? Those are the hot teams right now. They're looking good. Arrow pointing up. And then some of these heavy favorites like the Chiefs and Rams, who are supposed to meet in everybody's Super Bowl, they still might. We don't know what's going to happen here. But it feels like they peaked earlier on in the season. Indianapolis, Kansas City, the Chiefs are favored by 5.5 at Arrowhead to total. It's been around 57 most of the week. Some spots it's dipping below 57 to 56.5. The Colts are on this great run. They've won 10 of 11 games with rookie head coach Frank Reich. But you start to dig a little deeper. You look at those games. They've beaten two playoff teams. We're talking about the Texans and the Cowboys, and that's it. But you still have to give Chris Ballard, the executive of the year, a lot of credit. You draft all pros immediately in Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson. First team all pros. Last time that happened, yep, here, 1965, Butkus and Sayers. They have a nasty offensive line. They're going to protect Andrew Luck. They're going to put up points against this Chiefs defense. second worst in the league, giving up 406 yards per game. Chiefs playoff history at Arrowhead, not good. They are 0-6 straight up and against the spread. Now, I'm not going to read too much into that. I'm going to bring it up, but I'm not going to read too much into it because a lot of those games were talking about different players. And something that I haven't heard a lot this week, but usually when you have this situation, you hear it consistently, Andy Reid off the bye. He's fantastic. 20-4 straight up, 16-8 against the spread. But in the playoffs, Reid has struggled because he tends to go conservative. Last week, one of the storylines, young quarterbacks really struggling. We saw it here at Soldier Field with Trubisky. Same deal with Watson. Lamar Jackson can't throw the football, so that was an issue with him with the Ravens. So Pat Mahomes making his debut. Quarterbacks in their first playoff game, they are 3-19-1 against the spread. I'll be watching this hoping it gets to 6, but I'm going to be on the Colts plus 5.5. Dallas going to L.A. to play the Rams. The Rams are favored by 7. Some spots I saw 7.5 popping up. The total is 49. For L.A., Todd Gurley's healthy. Great thing for them. The offense usually goes through him. He's completely off the injury report. Jared Goff, home road splits. We talked about that Bears-Rams week. He's much better at home. His passer rating is up 36 points. Sean McVay wants to avenge that loss from last season in his first playoff game. Something I do find interesting about this Rams offense is they're still missing Cooper Kupp after all of this time. You look at the Rams with and without him. With Kupp on the field, Goff averaged 330 yards. Without Kupp, it's down to 256 yards. His yards per attempt down, passer rating down without Kupp as well. Now on the Dallas side, it's tough to trust Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott. It is. They're going to win another playoff game for you. They have an underrated defense. Have to love their linebacker play. Zeke Elliott, number one rusher in the NFL. Rams can't stop the run. 5.1 yards per carry, dead last in the league. As long as Dallas can keep this close early and the Rams aren't running away, I could see the Cowboys hanging around and possibly pulling off the upset. I'm looking at the Cowboys plus 7, and I don't think it's going to be much of a home crowd. You know, out in L.A., they're not backing the Rams a ton. And the Cowboys train in Oxnard, California, so it might be a 50-50 split. They have a big fan base out there. Give me the boys tonight. Tomorrow, and don't forget, you can hear all these games right here on The Score. We have the Chargers and the Patriots. This is the game I'm looking forward to the most. New England is favored by 4. New England at home, divisional round, favored by 4. The total is 48. If you're looking at history, you're all over the Patriots. It's just an easy bet. It's the easiest bet for you. Tom Brady, 7-0 against Philip Rivers. Last 5 playoff games, Tom Brady, 13 touchdowns, 1 interception. Patriots, last 22 home playoff games, they're 19-3 straight up. With Brady off the bye at home, Patriots are 11-1 straight up. The NFL clearly wants New England to advance, and you can kind of figure out why. Not too difficult. The NFL puts them in that early time slot on Sunday, 10 a.m. body clock for the West Coasters. And they have to go across the country back-to-back weeks. They went to Baltimore last week, go back home to L.A., and now this week they are going to Foxborough. I love this Chargers team. They're as balanced as anyone in the league. Strong offense and a strong defense. You want to see them start to score more points lately, but they have had some difficult matchups, including the Ravens a couple of times. They need to get in the end zone. It can't be another field goal game. Now, I think the difference in this game probably ends up being a field goal. I'm leaning Chargers. I'm probably going to be on the sideline once the game starts. Maybe I'll jump in live. Last game of the weekend, all the parlays, all the teasers will be tied to this one. Philadelphia now goes to New Orleans. The Saints are favored by 8, total 51. I believe this is the only game that's a rematch of one that happened earlier in the season. And New Orleans throttled Philly 48-7. We're not going to see a repeat of that, okay? Now, this Eagles secondary is hurting. We saw Mitch Trubisky exposed them for 303 yards last week. But Bears offense got into the end zone one time. So if Trubisky is dicing up this Eagles defense, what do you think Drew Brees is going to do? What do you think a rested Drew Brees is going to do? At home, Breeze's numbers, 21 touchdowns, one interception, passer rating, 1-3-3. Sean Payton, 5-0 in home playoff games. And Nick Foles, did he impress you before that final drive a week ago? I know it was a difficult matchup. Saints don't have a bad D at all, especially in that Superdome. So the Eagles finally get eliminated from the playoffs. It's going to happen. Are they going to cover the 8? This Eagles team might just hang around here. So here's what I'm going to do. Maybe I kind of lied about the last game. The Saints are going to advance. I believe that. So I'm going to do a two-team, six-point teaser. You move the New Orleans from -8 to -2, and I think the Chargers might be a better team than the Patriots. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but they're probably a better team. So I'm going to move the Chargers from +4 to +10. So you do a six-point teaser. That means you got to pick two teams. So I have the Saints -2 and the Chargers +10. Other picks, Colts, Cowboys, and I'm leaning Chargers, but at the start of the game, I'm probably going to sit on the sideline because of my futures. But now, let's get to the desert. Let's talk to an actual bookmaker. Jeff Davis is the director of trading at Caesars Entertainment on Twitter at @the_junkyard. Jeff, you guys created quite the buzz earlier in the week by putting out all the MLB win totals way before anyone else. Let's start with the Cubs here. You guys put the number at 89. Now, a season ago, I believe it closed at around 93, 93 and a half. Cubs go over at 95. They've had 92-plus wins over the last 4 years. Why do you see things coming down a little bit for the Cubs?
You know, it's less of coming down for the Cubs and more of we feel every team in this division got better or at least status quo. The Cardinals clearly improved, adding Goldschmidt and adding Andrew Miller in the pen. They don't have the shackles of Mike Matheny anymore, so they figure to be dangerous. The Reds made a splash, adding a couple of power-hitting outfielders. Frankly, it's just, again, more of a product of the teams around them.
Yeah, you put the Cardinals right there with the Cubs. Cardinals at 88.5. But I put it out there on Twitter asking people, what bet would you make here? 90% of the reaction I got was on the Brewers, just jumped out, 83.5. Are you getting a lot of action there?
Yeah, that seems to be the one we were off on the most. We're actually sitting 88.5 now.
Wow.
So that was the one that, you know, what we always joke about as bookmakers is we have to hang them all. You guys only have to bet what you like. So that seems to be the one that we were off the most on. But I don't know. There's just a lot of regression candidates on the Brewers right now. And, you know, I totally understand they won 90-some games last year. But is Christian Yelich going to do what he did last year again? The 90 wins and Julius Chacin being your ace go together? I'm not sure.
Are the Cubs still at 89?
The Cubs have actually moved up too. They've taken some over money. We're sitting at 91.5 now on the Cubs. And it seems like the Reds were the team we might have been a little high on in that division. We opened them 77 and we're down to 74.
Okay, as long as we're talking about the big movers here, you mentioned you moved the Brewers from 83.5 to 88.5. Any other teams in that 5-win range that you had to adjust?
No, those were the only two. We've had a few move 1 or 2 wins. The Mariners under was one of the first bets we took. We opened at 74.5. We got all the way down to 71.5, and we're back to 73 as someone had an opinion on over 71.5.
Inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel coming up at 9 o'clock. So the other team in town involved in a lot of rumors, a lot of conversation with Manny Machado. They're signing his friends or trading for family members. You put that Sox number at 74.5, and my first reaction after a 100-loss season, I know a lot of us expect the Sox to be better, was that you guys were shading this number just in case Machado arrives.
Yeah, and it's interesting. This was one of the two most difficult numbers we had to make. Not just so much for Machado, because we figure him probably worth 4.5, maybe 5 wins. And if we put the number based solely on the roster that exists now, we would only take over money. And if we raised it too much, you would only take under money. So you had to shade it a little bit. But also, the White Sox were the team that most of the intelligent bettors last year bet over. I believe we opened it somewhere in the high 60s and closed 70.5 or 71. All the kids that were expected to really have their coming out party kind of never came to fruition. And there's just so many question marks about this roster. You look at the rotation, and you've got a lot of guys in that rotation that could be really, really good. And those same guys, can Lucas Giolito throw a strike? Can Carlos Rodon stay healthy? So this was a tough one, and we opened at 74.5, and we're still there.
Yeah, and everybody in their farm system seemed to get injured too, and that certainly was the case locally. People were laughing at Vegas. It's always bad to do that, by the way. Laughing at Vegas about the 66 that was out there. White Sox way over, kept hearing it, even from people out in Vegas. But, of course, as you mentioned, that goes way under. So the number right now, looking at a 12.5 win jump. Let's move to the NFL, Jeff. The big conversation right now for the divisional round is look at all these dogs coming through. Going back to last year, 14 of the last 15 dogs have come through in the playoffs. So are they betting the underdogs?
You know, this is the first time in my 10, 12 years of experience doing this that on a football weekend, the house is going to need New England playing in a home game in the playoffs. I'm baffled at the amount of Charger money there is.
Yeah.
Not so much that the Chargers aren't playing well and, you know, they have a lot of great pieces and they went into Baltimore and really put the clamps down on the Lamar Jackson Ravens. But people can't wait to lay 8, 10, 12 points at home with New England in January. And we all know what happens in New England in January. But this week's not the case. The number's only 4. We opened at 5.5, and it was a steady stream of Charger money early, and it's still coming.
This is insane. Okay, so you guys are at 4. It seems like everybody across town is at 4. How low can this possibly go if the Charger money continues?
I can't really see it going below 3.5. I would assume if it gets to 3, somebody jumps in real quick with a lot of money on New England minus 3. But maybe it ticks down to 3.5. I think it probably stays where it is, but we'll see come Sunday.
Brady Belichick off a bye, and the house needs New England. Okay, I didn't think I'd see that against a smaller market team, a team that a lot of people don't care about. And I love the Chargers. I have futures riding on them. I hope they end up pulling this out, but I can't believe that you guys need the Patriots. Do you need any other favorites? Is the public all over any other underdogs?
The Eagles, because of what happened last year, and because of our presence in the New Jersey market, you know, the Eagles are the hometown team in Atlantic City. So we will need the Saints, not for as much as we need New England, but the Eagles are somewhat of a public dog. And then the 2 Saturday games are very evenly bet.
Okay. You guys need the Patriots and the Saints. This is hilarious to me. Hilarious.
Likewise.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very pleased. With this big trend of all the underdogs covering, I assume that you would also be shading a little bit towards the underdogs. Is that the case? Any lines jump out to you in that manner?
Not really. The numbers all seem right, other than the New England number. I thought we opened at 5.5. I thought it would be a little bit higher. But there's just been no movement, and there's really hasn't been any sharp action weighing in on either of the Saturday games.
Hmm.
We opened, I believe, 5.5 and 57 on Kansas City, and we're at 5.5 and 57. Although I do expect that total to come down with this the weather rolling into Kansas City here.
Is there sharp money on the Sunday games?
Seemingly the Chargers. They scooped up that 5.5, 5 and 4.5 early in the week. We've also seen some intelligent money come in on over in the Saints-Eagles game, which makes a lot of sense, given if you throw out the Teddy Bridgewater Week 17 game, New Orleans seems an automatic for 35, 40 points at home every week. And you would have to expect that Nick Foles is able to move the team down the field a few times against the Saints as well. So that one makes a little bit of sense to me.
Jeff, I know that you said that all these numbers seem about right to you, but if you had to make one play, what side do you like the most?
Rams for me. I'm not sure Dallas is all that good. Last week's game, they were able to beat a kind of surprising Seattle team. I was down on them most of the year, but Pete Carroll really gets that group to play, and Russell Wilson just seems to be able to get it done. I just look at the coaching mismatch between Jason Garrett and Sean McVay, and to me, this one, this is like a 3-touchdown game.
Wow, 3 touchdowns. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. Director of Trading at Caesars Entertainment. He's on Twitter at @the_junkyard. Best of luck with whatever you guys need, as long as it's not Oppo Me.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
So I came across this guy on Twitter, and he happens to be from Chicago. He's living in St. Paul, Minnesota now. He's been getting popular, picking up a ton of followers, because he unleashed this awesome trend involving a local team. His name is Alex B. Smith. He's on Twitter at AXSmithSports. His work, sportsmemo.com. Now, Alex, thanks for jumping on Early Odds. Tell the people, what is this trend on a Chicago team that's been killing it?
It's the first period over with the Chicago Blackhawks in the NHL. So I've, like I said, been in hockey for several years now. And it started around last postseason. Obviously, less to bet in any playoff than there is during the regular season. So started looking at some different things, and the first period total was always listed at 1.5. It'd be some juice to the over or under, depending on obviously which teams play better offensively. But we've noticed with the Hawks, obviously it's been a rough year for the Hawks, and especially on defense. And it was around the time, I'd say about maybe 1.5 months ago, after our Hawks lost on the road, Patrick Kane came out and said, he says, we haven't been starting well. He says, we've been having trouble getting things going in the first period. So when I heard that quote, I finally just said, I'm going to start playing these Hawks first period overs. And they've been on an incredible run, 23-3 the last 26 games, going into tonight's game where they play against the Vegas team that's also been doing pretty well with those numbers as well. Chicago and Tampa Bay Lightning, until Thursday, they had an 18-game streak of first periods going over 1.5 goals. That ended on Thursday in the game they ended up winning 3-1 against Carolina. But Chicago and Tampa, if you've been betting those two teams over the first period, you've been making quite a bit of money this year.
Wow, sure. I've bet totals before. I've jumped in on games live. A lot of times you want to see how it starts off in the first period. But I never looked at first period totals, and I know a lot of offshore sites, some don't even offer it, but one of the sites that I do use does offer it. And now what I've noticed is it looks like the books are catching on. Some of the teams that are consistently going over, they're really moving the juice. But like you mentioned, it is still 1.5 goals. They haven't gone to 2 yet.
Yeah, for some reason there is an unwillingness, and I haven't heard it, like I said, anything as to why they're unwilling to move the number to 2. They're just moving the price, the juice. And in fact, it was at one shop, one of the head bookmakers said that they received more money on the first period total with Carolina and Tampa Bay than they had on any first period total pretty much in going back in their database, be it a playoff game or a regular season game. And it was about 6 times more money than any of the other first periods on the card combined. So it's just astronomical to see how, obviously everybody wants a winner. Everybody loves a hot trend. And this is, without question, had been between the Hawks and Lightning, 2 of the hottest trends in sports betting in this past year.
It's your fault, Alex. It's your fault.
Yeah, and, and there's been a couple of other people in other places that have kind of, made note of this as well. But, yeah, I kind of really started this thing. It actually started with the team that started it all this year was Columbus. The Blue Jackets had injuries on defense, and they've got a great offense. They started off, it was 13-2 the first 15 games to the first period over. So it really was Columbus and then on to Chicago and then on to Tampa Bay. San Jose is another team that's had a couple of nice runs with this number. But me following those 4 teams, it has kind of taken off to this whirlwind now, and everybody's paying attention to it.
Alex, I want to get a football pick from you in a moment. You've got Early Odds on 670 The Score. My name's Joe Ostrowski with Alex B. Smith of sportsmemo.com. Alex, give me your favorite football pick of the weekend, today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow's game, I really like New Orleans, and I know obviously a lot of people listening, and I'm a Bears fan myself, so I was absolutely devastated last week's game. But now Philadelphia, they're on a hot roll, but they got to play this New Orleans team that just does not lose in the Superdome. They've had a week of rest, which is huge because you got older players like Drew Brees and company that could use that extra rest, and they got to see the game last week. They've already blew out this Philadelphia team early in the year, and you're only laying 8. May want to maybe tie it in with a teaser. There's a couple other good games as well. I like that Dallas game tonight as well. That's one of the dogs I think should be able to advance. I think they could catch L.A. sleeping a little bit, but New Orleans Saints minus 8, I think they should be able to take care of business, win by at least 2 touchdowns and cover that number.
He's Alex B. Smith, sportsmemo.com. Alex, let's catch up again after the football season.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you hanging out here on Early Odds every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 a.m., 670 The Score. My guests were Alex B. Smith and Jeff Davis over at Caesars. If you missed any of the show, the podcast will be up. Just search Early Odds on iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher. I also do a podcast-only show every single Monday with another bookmaker, so make sure you're subscribed to Early Odds. All 4 NFL games this weekend airing here on The Score. Inside the Clubhouse is next with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel. They will talk to Kyle Hendricks, Tyler Kepner of the New York Times, and Jeff Idelson, the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Talk to you next Saturday at 8:30 right here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.